Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench, our look at the Buffalo Sabres. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
The Sabres lost to the Edmonton Oilers in overtime Tuesday night. This was the much-anticipated first matchup between Connor McDavid and Jack Eichel, the top two picks in last year's draft. Eichel played well. He almost scored the winning goal, but McDavid stole the show.
He certainly did. In the end, almost played out like a movie script. Jack Eichel making a nifty move, almost scoring. His backhand goes wide, and Connor McDavid scoops up the puck, roars down the ice down the right wing, and scores the winner, his second goal of the game. And McDavid and Eichel, they tried to downplay their first NHL meeting. They're not really friends. They know each other. There's a mutual respect, but they're not close at all. They're not really rivals. But everyone wanted to make the night about them. And as much as they tried to downplay it, ultimately the night was totally about them. Connor McDavid scored 22 seconds into the game. There was a buzz around the rink the whole day. Two of the league's worst teams. The building was packed. It was a different kind of night, but I think it was a night that was good for hockey. Hockey needs superstars. They need young stars. They need marketable players that people want to see. And Jack Eichel and Connor McDavid, the top two picks in last year's draft, are two of those guys, and two guys that will forever be linked together.
Sort of lost in that hype was a terrific performance by goaltender Robin Lehner.
Robin Lehner played very, very well again, and it's a short sample size, only 15 games, 14 games since he came back from that high ankle sprain, but he's basically been everything the Sabres envisioned, the number one goalie that they gave up a first-round draft pick for. And right now, with the way he's been playing recently, he's probably one of the league's best goalies. And the Sabres haven't given him any support. And if they could just chip in a goal here and there, he'd have some wins to show for it. But they're just wasting some fine, fine efforts from Lehner.
The NHL trade deadline has come and gone. The Sabres made one deal on Monday, sending forward Jamie McGinn to Anaheim for a draft pick. Defenseman Mike Weber was also traded last week. You've said all season the team should try to re-sign McGinn. But based on GM Tim Murray's comments, it seems the two sides weren't really that close to reaching a new deal.
Yes, they weren't close at all, according to Murray. And really, when you think about it, Jamie McGinn's value last week compared to what it will be July 1st when free agency opens, it'll probably be much, much greater come summertime. So there's not a lot of incentive for him to sign. If he goes to Anaheim, wins a couple playoff rounds, plays well, scores some goals, he might be able to get an extra year from a team, get a few extra million. And ultimately, if he wants to come back to the Sabres and they still want him, they'll probably have a pretty good offer from them. So it's a win-win for him. He can go somewhere, maybe win a Stanley Cup, maybe increase his value. And if it doesn't work out, he could have a very good option with the Sabres, where he was very good for 5 months.
It was a pretty quiet deadline day for the Sabres compared to most years. Why do you think that was?
Well, I think the complexion of the roster has changed so much. It's been overhauled over the past year or two that the players on the roster right now are Tim Murray's guys. They're the guys he brought in to kind of be part of the next generation, and they don't have a lot of assets that they want to trade that are in the NHL. I think they had fewer players on expiring contracts that other teams were interested in this year compared to years past. I think this time of year, it's hard to do big trades, those so-called hockey trades that Tim Murray likes to make. And Tim Murray said he had some conversations with GMs that will be revisited in the summer. So I would expect maybe around draft time that a big deal does happen. And one guy I was convinced would move was backup goalie Chad Johnson. He's been very good this year. He's showing he can carry the load if you need him to. He's probably quietly one of the league's best backup goalies. But the market for him evaporated quickly.
Bill Hoppe joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.